Ireland may ask other EU countries to share their vaccines is the lead story for the Irish Times this morning, amid concern about the reliability of delivery commitments from manufacturer AstraZeneca in the coming months. The paper says that Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has asked the Vaccine Task Force to examine what legitimate avenues may be used following reports of large numbers of the AstraZeneca vaccine going unused in Germany, Italy and France. The story of the health alerts raised by the HSC and the Institute of Obstetricians yesterday in connection to four stillbirths among women with COVID-19 is on the cover of all the broadsheets this morning. Speaking yesterday, Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn said the reports should be interpreted with caution as the coroners had not yet concluded their findings. It's the lead story for the Irish Examiner, which details how pregnant women are being advised to maintain normal safety practices in relation to COVID and to contact their GP if they've any specific concerns. The Irish Independent leads on the story this morning that the first lawsuits in what's expected to be a raft of claims against the state have been initiated in the wake of the Mother and Baby Homes report. Shane Phelan writes that three women who were sent to give birth in such homes lodged damages claims in the High Court yesterday, alleging they were failed by the state. Four further claims are expected to be initiated today. Elsewhere on page one of the Examiner, news that up to 15 public and private nursing homes are facing legal proceedings for wrongful death and negligence. Neil Michael writes that a law firm says it has 40 clients who want to sue in relation to their loved ones' treatment in nursing homes during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Irish Daily Star has Conor McGregor on its front page in a picture which we're told shows him purchasing a bottle of his own brand of whisky from a gala shop in Strafford in County Kildare while failing to wear a mask inside the shop. There's plenty of coverage of the increasingly embittered row between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle and the royal family as tensions between the couple and the so-called firm rise ahead of the broadcast of their interview with Oprah Winfrey. The Star flags its two-page spread on the story with a photograph of Meghan Markle on its front page above the caption, "The Royals have been lying about us," while the Irish Daily Mail writes that Ms. Markle accuses the royal family of perpetuating falsehoods in what the paper characterises as her TV onslaught. Megsplit is the caption on page one of the Irish Sun. Musician Denise Chyla is on the front of The Independent and The Examiner. She won the RTE Choice Music Prize for Album of the Year yesterday for her release Go Bravely, beating off stiff competition from the likes of Roisin Murphy and the Pillow Queens. And finally, inspired by James Crombie's murmuration photo yesterday, Irish Times cartoonist Martin Turner, on page 12 of that paper, has taken that theme and run with it for his depiction of what he describes as a loyalist muttering, which forms the shape of a giant no over the Irish sea border.